Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
More of Living in the Present Moment for you now, because an Irish storytelling night that started in Dublin 3 years ago has gone global. Events launching in San Francisco, Vancouver, Edinburgh and Paris next month. It's called Seanacuaithe, which is the kind of portmanteau of the Irish words Seanacuaithe and Iha. And it gets people together, revive the ancient Irish art of storytelling. Its founder Kieran Gaffney is on the line. Good morning, Kieran.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
I'm not so bad at all. I love this idea. Why did you set it up initially, the storytelling?
I kind of set it up just as we were coming out of the pandemic, really. And I think that was obviously just during a period when so many people had become a lot more introspective. You know, a lot of us have been forced into situations where we did a lot of reflecting. But also, like, the one thing I kind of noticed was, you know, when you were kind of getting back into the new normal and reconnecting with people that you hadn't seen for quite a long time, everyone was just bursting at the seams to share, you know, updates and stories about, you know, what they'd been doing over the past couple of years, and also just to connect and to be in a space where you could connect with total strangers or people that you know very well over something as simple as storytelling. And it's something that I think Irish people, we've always been very well known for. We've always been very much revered for it. And like the whole idea of a room kind of being held court by someone sharing a story is just so primitive and so human. And I just really felt like it was something that we needed. And I think that this desire to connect, you know, was a trend that really was brought to life during the pandemic. But, you know, it was a trend that was also here to stay as well. And 3 years later, we're still, you know, getting that same sense in the room that we had at the very first night back in October 2021.
Because you ran them monthly then, didn't you? Gatherings of people telling stories.
Yeah, exactly.
And you picked a theme each night. Was that the idea?
Yeah, each night has a theme. So all stories that are told have to revolve around that theme. So it could be anything from love to home to strangers to embarrassment, which is always quite a funny one.
That's a good one.
So also each night just differs. You know, you'll have some nights that are a lot more emotionally charged and other nights that are a lot funnier. So it's a real mixed bag.
And when you had love as one of the themes, you were surprised at the stories that emerged.
Yeah, I was. I kind of had a feeling that all the stories were going to be about romantic love.
Yeah, yeah.
Ended up being the case that the first four stories were all about death. It was such a shock. But it was also quite beautiful just seeing people being able to make light out of a very dark situation and share those stories in the context of love. It was a real pleasant surprise.
Oh, I think that was the best place to start. And again, because marriages are two favourite things in Ireland, doesn't it? Death and storytelling. And what happens on the night itself? Okay, so if I go to this event, what do I expect to see? How's it a run?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so ticket holders, they're just required to spectate. So no one that buys a ticket is told that they have to tell a story and
correct
like that.
Yes.
But the way it works is you come and, you know, you have a drink, and, you know, they, like most of the venues that we work with, sell both alcoholic drinks and non-alcoholic drinks. Yeah. And, you know, chat away to whoever you've come with and have a seat. And then the event will normally kick off around half an hour after people arrive, and we'll have around 4 to 5 people getting up that each tell a story. And then the event will be hosted by someone. So, you know, the host will introduce the night, introduce the concept, explain the kind of rules and what's going to happen. And then we have 5 people share around 5 to 10 minute stories. And these stories can be anything from personal anecdotes to pieces of fiction to monologues, essay style stories, poetry sometimes as well. And then we'll take around a 20 to 30 minute break. And then we have round 2, which will be another 4 to 5 speakers. So we tend to have around 9 to 12 storytellers every night. And sometimes during the interval, you'll have someone in the crowd come up to the host saying that they want to get up and tell a story. And we call them the wild card.
Yeah.
And that can be magical because it's just so impromptu. Or it might be the case that someone came with a story in their back pocket and didn't feel confident, you know, when the event was advertised a month before, but then decided on the night after hearing the stories being told that they were inspired enough to get up and share a story. And it's such a wide spectrum of people. Like, you know, you'll have people, you know, we've had someone who was a recluse who hadn't left the house for a couple of years share a story at Seanacuaithe. And then we've also had Paul Mescal share a story at Seanacuaithe. So, I mean, like,
it really is spectrum a spectrum of people.
Yeah.
It sounds like the cure for loneliness, so nice, then, if that recluse person came out to tell a story.
Yeah, and I think even, you know, people who maybe don't necessarily feel lonely on the day-to-day, they might feel alone you know, in a specific narrative or based on a person, a specific experience that they've had. And it can be just so validating when you're sitting in the audience and you hear someone else get up and tell a story that you relate to. And I think that Shanakia, like, one of the things that it's done, and it's kind of been an unexpected output, is that it's a reminder to people that they're not alone. And, you know, that we all get up in the morning, go to bed at night, and have lots of different adversities throughout the day, and some, you know, achievements as well. And I think that's the beauty of it. It just really humanizes what might have been becoming a very disconnected world.
Yeah.
And yeah, it definitely helps people a lot.
Something that can't be scrolled across a phone, because the energy in that room, obviously, you could be expecting a funny story or a tragic story. It's that that lovely kind of sense of anticipation. You moved from Dublin to Amsterdam and set them up there, and also in London, is that right? So this is really going around the place.
Yeah, so it started off kind of running every month in one of those cities. So we do one night in Dublin, one month, the next month we'll do in London, the month after we'll be in Amsterdam. But then we started running them every month in those cities. And then we took it to other places in Ireland, like Belfast and Limerick. And I think now we've done around 16 counties across the country. And then when I quit my job a year and a half ago, I was able to take it over to Australia, which was phenomenal. Uh-huh. Like, we launched in Sydney and Melbourne, and now we have events running in Brisbane and Perth as well. And then maybe 6 months later, we took it to New York for the first time. Right. And now we've done it in New York, LA, New Orleans. So what I kind of say at the beginning of the night is we've done everywhere from, and then we also did Cape Town. Sorry, I completely forgot about that. We did South Africa as well. So we've done.
Wow, this is properly global. And listen, people can get tickets because it's happening in Ireland as well. Shanakiha, shanakiha.com. Kieran Gaffney, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you, Ollie.
Happy storytelling. One more.